Welcome to Strictly Money Weekly Insights, your go-to podcast to help you make smart decisions with your money. I'm Sejal Patel. Let me ask you something. Do you often find yourself caught up in financial noise? Because most people do. As you probably know, I run a financial education business. And as part of my business, I do a lot of speaking engagements and run a lot of workshops for companies. Here's what I've learned. The majority of people know, in theory, what they should be doing to be financially well. They know that they should be saving more or paying off their debt and putting away money for their retirement. But do you know what stops people? Noise. I'm not talking about sound. I'm talking about all the distractions and information overload that cloud our ability to make smart decisions with our money. And it's not just the market fluctuations or economic headlines. It's the constant barrage of opinions, advertisements, societal pressures that lead us astray from our financial goals. People tell me that there is so much information out there that they're overwhelmed. They don't know what to trust and what direction to go in. And because they're so afraid to make a mistake, or they tell themselves they need to learn more, but never quite get around to it, they find themselves doing nothing. They get analysis paralysis. They are caught in the noise cycle. Now, all of us deal with this. I find myself caught up in it sometimes, and I teach personal finance. Let's talk about market hype. You know, I often half jokingly say that when I was a TV presenter at BNN and CNBC, part of my job was to make noise. When markets were crashing, I was expected to create a sense of urgency, feed into the panic. And when markets were rallying and hitting new highs, I was encouraged to ramp up the excitement. Why? Fear and greed sells. It certainly helps ratings, and ratings bring in advertisers. Then there is information overload. Suppose two well-known pundits are on TV and they are set up to go head-to-head. One says that there's going to be bloodshed in the markets, that it's ripe for a correction, blah, blah, blah. The other says the sell-off is completely overdone and the underlying economy is very strong. Who do you believe? Suppose you watch a video or ad of a finfluencer, or your favorite athlete who sells you on the lifestyle investing in crypto can bring, or betting on sports. You're drawn in by the promise of quick fixes or unrealistic gains, but you don't know about any of the hidden fees or risks. Ads are created to sell, not warn, right? Listen, even the most sensible people get caught up in noise because we are human. And that means we are emotional. We can get swept away by the hype. We can also get caught up in fear and start second-guessing our positions. So how do you cut through the noise? Because if you want to regain financial control, clarity, and focusing on what truly matters is key. Well, first, create a well-thought-out financial plan and stick to it. Remember, you created it using logic, so short-term noise and your emotions don't get in the way. If you work with a qualified financial advisor, even better, because not only can they provide personalized advice tailored to your situation, they are there to help filter out the noise and keep you accountable to what you set out to do. Now, part of that plan should include a properly diversified investment portfolio where the assets are allocated in such a way that it matches A, when you need the money, and B, your appetite for risk. Going back to the two pundits on TV, the thing is, each one probably made a good case from their point of view. One of them will be wrong because while both are using whatever data is available to them at the time, albeit valuing data differently, there are another 100 variables that they can't see or predict that can influence the markets. They can't predict it, and neither can you or I. That's why educating yourself on financial principles is important, because it will empower you to sift through information more critically. You know what else will help? Limiting your media consumption. Reducing exposure to financial news and market commentary that is sensationalized or biased is really important. You gotta understand this. Understand that noise is like instant gratification. It's about the here and now. But by looking for ideas that have some endurance, that would still hold true 1, 2, maybe even 5 years from now, you'll be much more likely to stay the course and not lose money. My last point is this: practice mindfulness. It will help you really tap into your emotions. The moment you feel yourself getting fearful or exuberant because you think that you're hitting a home run or about to make fast money, or you think buying something will make you feel better or look better to someone else, that's exactly the moment when you pause, breathe deep, get in touch with your values, and tell yourself you're going to sit on whatever action you're about to take for about 24 hours. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a loyal listener and for subscribing to my podcast here and on YouTube. I appreciate it more than you know. And in case you didn't know, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your prosperity and health. See you soon. Plug your ears, men. Ladies, if you're ready to build your financial freedom framework with me supporting you all the way, and you're sick and tired of spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed with all the noise and jargon, then I've got the perfect solution for you. Join my free money masterclass, where I'll teach you my 6-step trademark framework on how to retire comfortably. And you'll get an exclusive offer to my online financial program that more than 1,000 women have gone through. I've been in the financial industry for more than 20 years, and I'll teach you everything I know. So if you're ready, head to the show notes and sign up today. You gotta hurry though, because spots are limited. I'll see you on the other side.